Need a show of hands today as I start. How many people here find it a difficult thing to wait? Show of hands. Okay. How many here don't find it a difficult thing to wait? All right. And how many here have never really thought about it? Yeah, okay. Well, to this last group, I'd suggest that if you've never thought about it, then you've probably never really had to wait really for something. Now, spiritually, this might be dangerous ground to stand on. And I say that because how we wait really matters. We're halfway through our liturgical season of Advent. It's a season that is solemn and at the same time joyous as we await the coming of Christmas. We remember what has come about, what is now, and what is coming soon, the second coming of Christ. Remember as well that liturgy, the word is defined as the work of the people. So in the liturgical season of Advent, we have work to do. So how we wait has meaning. Now in Advent, we celebrate waiting, which may seem strange since waiting can be difficult. But why is waiting a difficult thing? It's generally so because we tend to want what we want now. But there's a great discovery for human beings as we are forced to wait for our wants. And that is that life, existence, the cosmos, time and space, natural law, they're not all about me. The Psalms tell us that when I see your heavens, Lord, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars that you set in place, what are humans that you are mindful of them? Mere mortals that you care for them. We are each a small but important part of something vast, and in its fullness, something beyond our comprehension. We are part of the fullness and complexity of God's great design. And the simple truth is that our limited and perhaps sometimes disordered desires do not supersede the desires of God. It would therefore stand to reason that the more in line our own desires are to God's desire, then the happier and more fulfilled our lives will be as we take our rightful place in this great thing that God is doing. So again, how we wait on God is important. And this all, of course, requires that we know God and that we trust Him while we wait, especially in regards to how the experience of time is different for us and for God. When we look at the Bible, we see that people have been engaged in waiting for God all along, from the beginning. How many centuries did the Jewish people wait on the Messiah? And how many times were they reminded about how to wait? Their work was to live out the experience of Yahweh among the nations of the earth and to follow God's plan for a healthy human life while they waited for their deliverance. And that's what the life in the Ten Commandments was all about. And then one day, God Himself stood in their midst, fulfilling His promise to them and ratifying their waiting and their trust. And it shouldn't surprise us that it was done in a manner above and beyond what the people could have ever thought or dreamed, because God is God. Now, Jesus Christ resides in heaven at His Father's right hand. He has sent His Holy Spirit to walk every step of life with us. And for 2,000 years, we have waited. God has given us promises of even more unbelievable things to come. He has given us a perfect model of how to live our lives on this planet. He has given us a commandment of perfect love and a commission to take His Son into every nation and place and to proclaim loudly the good news and to baptize in the name of the Father and and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So how we wait has meaning, because we need to be about our work. St. Augustine argued in a letter that the purpose of unanswered prayer, in other words, the purpose of waiting for God, is to force the expansion of the heart. When we don't get what we want, we begin to want it more and more with ever greater insistency, until our souls are on fire with the desire for it. And sometimes it's only a sufficiently expanded and inflamed heart that can take in what God intends to give. Even if we desire with intensity what God wants us to have, we might not be able at first to fully accept it or to be ready to use it. And that being the case, we could easily lose what we've been given. Waiting stretches the heart to hold God and the things of God. How many hearts have uttered the lament, "How long must I wait?" Well, there's a great answer to that question in Dante's Purgatorio, where the theme of waiting is prominent. Dante and Virgil, they meet souls at the foot of the mountain that goes up to heaven. And these souls are destined to climb into paradise, but must, for a time, wait. How long? As long as God determines. Again, God is God. Finally, one of our great lady saints assured us, as Teresa of Avila, that waiting is serving. And that's a concept we've got to think about a little bit. God is well served by souls disposed to patient trust in Him and in His will. Souls like this are very blessed as they calmly allow God to be God and to do as He wishes in their lives, to wait for what He is doing within them. Even in the not-so-calm parts of life, we can still serve as we wait. The long checkout line when we shop for Christmas, the traffic snarl that creeps along, the baby that just won't stop crying, the job that we just really don't like. How well do we wait? How do we wait? How about with prayer, rather than giving over to anger or frustration? Did we ever consider that on a crowded day at Kroger's, we might be the only one praying in that place? We might be the only joyful soul there. We're bringing heaven into that place of human frenzy and other places like it where souls are so often pushed and pressed. In the long and sometimes boring arena of everyday life, waiting can seem tedious and requires our diligence. It's surely applied in the gospel as John the Baptist tells the people how to wait as God draws near them. Share with the needy. Don't take more than what is due. Don't use your power over the weak. Be satisfied with your pay. We wait, and we wait. We wait for Jesus to come and to gather us in, to make all things known, to make all things right again. We wait to meet the Father as His children. We wait for our bodies to be glorified and for every tear to be dried. We wait. And if our lives end before Christ returns, or if we are still alive when He comes, how we wait has eternal meaning.